Duke Energy reported a nearly $100 million loss in the first quarter of this year, and its stock went up. WFAE's Ben Bradford explains.
The loss comes from Duke selling its Midwest business, 13 coal and natural gas plants where it has less control over the price of electricity. The company estimates a $1.4 billion hit to its books. The one-time loss aside, the company reports strong growth. Part of that's the economy, says Chief Financial Officer Steve Young.
It feels like the economic recovery is broadening and deepening a bit and getting into the pockets of smaller businesses and middle-income residences.
Young says as credit loosens, the unemployment rate drops, and income increases, people are using more energy. The cold, snowy winter also caused higher consumption. Add to that recent rate hikes, and Duke Utilities earned an extra $80 million this quarter, or 11 cents per share. Without the one-time loss, the company earned $1.17 a share, about 5 cents higher than analysts expected, which had Goldman Sachs analyst Michael Lapides greeting Duke's CEO and CFO like this.
Hey guys, congrats on a good start of the year.
But what about the company's current high-profile troubles with coal ash? Duke spent $15 million this quarter plugging a spill of ash and cleaning it from the Dan River. If lawmakers of the courts force Duke to remove the ash from his other storage ponds around the state, Duke projects it could cost up to $10 billion. Even at that price, CEO Lynn Good told investors it wouldn't materially impact the company, nor would it spur a rate shock.
Those numbers are over 20 to 30 years. It'll just physically take that long to accomplish.
The company expects to spend $5 or $6 billion to comply with new regulations on coal ash and other new water, air, and carbon emissions over the next decade. Duke's stock was up nearly 50 cents a share after its earning announcement to about $73.50. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.